8 teams left at the World Cup, which, sad emoji, does not include the United States. Team USA lost to the Netherlands, which now faces mighty Argentina and Lionel Messi. Let's talk about all the quarterfinal games on deck with NPR's Tom Goldman in Doha. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Scott.
So the U.S. team went out. It's been a few days now. What did that game tell us about how the U.S. men did and where they need to go before the next World Cup, which, because it's going to be in the U.S. and Canada and Mexico?
It sure is. It told us that the U.S. never solved the problem of goal scoring. They had scoring chances but couldn't consistently do the most important thing in this game, Scott, put the ball in the opponent's net. Overall, the Americans impressed with their cohesiveness, their determination, their defense, certainly, although it wasn't that great on the 3 goals that the Netherlands scored against them. It showed they can compete with top teams, but not yet. And so, you know, they're hoping to build on a respectable showing as we head toward 2026.
Yeah. Okay, so for now, at this World Cup, there is so much talk of Morocco. My son texted me a one-word text, Morocco, one of the final 8, with huge support in Qatar. How did Morocco get here?
Well, Morocco got here playing great soccer. They won their group, and then they beat Spain in an amazing match that went to extra time and then to penalty kicks. And yeah, you're right. Your son isn't alone. This has resonated hugely throughout the Arab world, you know, fitting for this first Middle East World Cup. I talked to some of those fans from places other than Morocco who had come to Qatar, people from Saudi Arabia, Jordan. And this has given many people in the Arab world who may feel marginalized, stereotyped, such a sense of pride with this soccer team competing and winning on a world stage.
With a fabulous goalie. So now Morocco faces Portugal. How did Portugal continue to win with its aging superstar, Cristiano Ronaldo, on the bench?
Very well, and I think people are realizing that. You know, I hate to say it for Ronaldo fans all over the world, but Portugal was awesome in beating Switzerland 6-1. I'm sorry, mauling Switzerland 6-1 with a 3-goal hat trick by Ronaldo's replacement in the starting lineup, 21-year-old forward Gonzalo Ramos. Yeah, they looked really good, and it does set up just a fascinating match in the quarters between Portugal and Morocco.
Yeah. Okay. And we also have France against England. Wow. The Netherlands against Argentina and Croatia, Brazil. What are you watching for?
I don't know. They're all great. You know, we could just pick and choose. You know, France-England, the classic matchup with France, the defending champions, and Kylian Mbappe proving that he's the best player in the world, certainly at this World Cup. England always up there, but always finding a way to disappoint its fans and not win that first World Cup title since 1966, and always kind of folding in the face of a superior team. That may happen against France. Argentina-Netherlands, the story of Lionel Messi trying to win his first World Cup in his last one. Can the Dutch contain him? You know, he's been productive. He's got 3 goals. Netherlands are a very talented team with excellent defense and starting to rev up at the right time. You know, for all the country's soccer success, 3-time World Cup runners-up, still trying to get their first title.
Okay. All right. Well, we will find a next time to talk about Brazil because, my goodness, Brazil. Tom Goldman, NPR Sports Correspondent in Doha. Thanks, Tom.
You bet.